Bill Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right, like the dude just said. Hey, listen, we've got a full slate. I mean, last night was so much fun. I mean, that was a blast of an evening. And I'm going to get into that more here in a few minutes. Miss Copper is running the board. Good day to you, Miss Copper.
Good day. Is it Wednesday already?
It is Wednesday. Yes, it is. It is hump day. One day we're going to get that camel soundtrack. Saying that. I'm going to get that after the show, and I'm going to send it to you so we can do that. Anyway, it's just, I don't know. That one just makes me laugh every single time. Hey, Copper, I got some clips up on the board for you just to be ready for. But in the meantime, though, I need a sound clip for Triple Dipper. So here's the thing, folks. We got some callers calling in today. State Senator Chris Elliott was not able to call in yesterday at 3. Pretty good excuse. I was sitting there watching live feed from the Senate chamber. He was actually on the floor of the Senate debating his vaccine mandate pushback bill. And he's going to be on today at 3, though, to talk about how that went and where it's going next. And then at 4 p.m., we got State Republican Party Chairman John Wall, a friend of the show, a guy who is doing an amazing job as a chairman, very conservative, and he is going to be calling in to talk about the election night we just had last night. But in the meantime, Copper, hit that sound effect.
The Triple Dipper. Three stories you've got to know.
All right, Triple Dipper for the day. Here we go. Three storylines we're going to weave together for you to give you everything you need to have those water cooler conversations. Number one, racial politics is dead. I'm calling it racial politics is dead. Now, is it going to happen again? Probably. But nonetheless, I am saying nonetheless that it took a major blow last night, and the idea that racial politics should lead the charge anymore is dead. Number two, I said it yesterday, and I'm going to talk about it more today. Virginia is, in fact, a bellwether. Virginia is a bellwether for things that can be in 2022. Vice President Kamala Harris agrees with me. I'll play that for you here in a few minutes. And then number three, the vaccine mandate pushback is ongoing, and there are some new developments. We're going to break some of that down with State Senator Chris Elliott. We're also going to talk about some things that are happening in the news. Some things are happening in D.C., and I'll give you some of that. Vaccine mandate pushback is ongoing. But listen, I mean, last night was amazing. I mean, okay, so did I tell you? I did tell you. I told you in lots of words, because that's what I do. I said that last night was a bellwether. And you know, all y'all right side ruffians need to be watching. I said that. And even still, I undersold it. I did not even see it to the extent that it happened myself. And I mean, wow. So in a manner befitting some kind of an epic movie script, the frustrations of this past year, from the 2020 election cycle, the questionable results of that election, the all-out assault by liberals since then on conservatism, traditional values, Christian principles, fiscal responsibility, patriotism, all of it has been attacked. It all swirled together, though, into one sweet night last night. So Virginia is, in fact, serving as the bellwether for national politics. 12 years without a GOP governor. A state that Biden won by 10 points last year. A state where conservatives are called racist for daring to care about their children's education. Never mind that the last Democrat governor there posed in blackface, right? And the voters in Virginia spoke last night. Bam! Home run. We now have, it's confirmed as of this afternoon, I believe, they not only won the governor's race, they won the lieutenant governor's race, the attorney general's race, and they flipped the state legislature. Wow, what a night. But it wasn't just there. New Jersey was supposed to be a shoe-in for Democrat incumbent. Nothing to see here. The Democrats got this. Until voters went to the polls, and that race right now is so close they can't even call it. I mean, they're likely to go to a recount. It's down to the wire. Bam! Base hit. But it wasn't just there. I mean, conservatives in Colorado, they had enough with their school board. And a local group of conservatives banded together. They came up with a plan. They had never run for office before, and they ran against the liberal, dismissive incumbents, and they ousted a bunch of them. Bam! More on base. What about Buffalo, New York? So Buffalo, New York, upstate voters rejected the socialist endorsed by Bernie Sanders and AOC for mayor. They even rejected her when she had already won the primary. The former mayor, who had been beaten in the primary, well, he decided he wasn't going to go with that, and progressive policies were not going to be the claim to fame for the new mayor in office in Buffalo. So he launched a write-in campaign, and he won. Without his name even being on the ballot, he ran openly against progressive policies. Bam! More on base. What about Minneapolis, Minnesota? The ground zero for racial unrest and rioting in the wake of the George Floyd incidents. Ilhan Omar, you know who I'm talking about, endorsed a ballot initiative to do away with the police force in Minneapolis and institute a quote-unquote public safety department with a mix of policing and liberal policies and social workers. They put it on the ballot to do away with the police force in the town where George Floyd died, and it failed. And it was a group of black leaders in the community that actually rallied people to vote against it. Bam! Bases loaded. And then there's New York City. New York City. A retired police captain. You know, he's a Democrat. But nonetheless, he's running against de Blasio's awful public policies. And he won election last night to become only the second black mayor in the Big Apple's history. And he ran on the idea of enhancing public safety and returning to safe streets. Bam! Grand slam. I'm just telling you, it was a good night for conservative policy positions. And it was a bad night if you were a liberal. But there was another sweet moment last night. A moment that, you know, doesn't seem political, but it was. And it was poetic. Our Atlanta Braves took the World Series last night. Bam! Think about that. Just a few months ago, in the midst of the Black Lives Matter madness, the rioting in the streets to include Atlanta, Stacey Abrams, the failed candidate for governor whose sole claim to fame is that she was the victim of so-called racism, and she campaigned to have the Major League Baseball All-Star Game moved out of Atlanta. It was shocking. It was politics inflicting itself on our national pastime. It was unnecessary. It was dilatory. It was petulant. And it caused a huge amount of economic distress to Atlanta businesses and citizens who had prepared for it and were now going to miss out on the opportunity to earn an income working that game and all that it brought to the community. And the Major League Baseball commissioner, he just bought the lies, caved to the pressure, and moved the All-Star Game to Colorado without good cause, all because activists didn't like legislative action about election laws being tightened. And old Stacey Abrams, well, she had her day. Since she went on from there, most recently to travel to Virginia, where she endorsed Democrat Terry McAuliffe in his losing bid for governor. One losing governor endorsing another losing governor. Meanwhile, President Trump traveled to Atlanta, and he stood there in the stands making the tomahawk chop last weekend with tens of thousands of others who love their Braves, love their Atlanta, love their nation. And on the same night that conservative policies won in politics, the Braves won the World Series at home in Atlanta. And Stacey Abrams was left sitting in the dugout wondering why no one wants to pick her for the team. Do you see the irony? The poetic irony? A few months ago, conservatives were being attacked at every angle, even to the point that we couldn't have a baseball game in a red state. And on the same night that voters sent those progressive, socialist, blood-sucking liberals a political message, the Braves sent one too. We will not be silenced. We will not go quietly. We will not sit still. We will rise up, dust off, limber up, and we will hit back. Hey, liberals, batter up. Let's play ball. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Yeah. Last night was so good. I mean, I could not believe it when I saw that. We're watching the races in New Jersey, Charlene and I, New Jersey, and Virginia. And then I'm seeing other stories like this Colorado stuff in Buffalo, New York, and Minneapolis, Minnesota. And then the Braves win. I'm like, that's just too much. That's tomorrow. I mean, I knew last night what today's Right Side Way was going to be about. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back.